Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everyone, to another glorious day here in the neighborhood of Tapes and Scouts.
The sun's shining. It's reflecting off the knife from the knife puppy.
I love how the light hits you.
It's great. I don't have to teeth crawl anywhere. I'm allowed to use some of my arms today.
You know, it's been a minute since you teeth crawled.
Oh, damn it.
You know, now that you brought it up, why won't you, there's something over there. What is that? Could you go grab that for me?
Oh.
It's a little farther than that. You're right there? Did you lose a tooth?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, you know what? You know what? Actually, I don't need that. You can just teeth crawl back. You know what? You just stay there and get there at your own pace. I'll start us off. I'll do the first. Yeah, I got you, buddy. I'm not a monster. I'm just an asshole. My first movie is 2006's Cashback. I watched this on January 14th, 2021. It's an hour 42 genre comedy drama romance directed by Sean Ellis, starring Sean Biggerstaff. What a name. Amelia Fox and Michelle Ryan.
You can't argue you have a bigger staff than him.
I wouldn't dream of it, because he looks like he's got a huge staff. IMDb movie summary. After a painful breakup, Ben develops insomnia. To kill time, he starts working the late night shift at the local supermarket, where his artistic imagination runs wild. It's pretty normal, right?
I take jobs for time passing.
This movie is weird. And I watch probably 2/3 of it before I could make a decision on if I liked it or not.
Okay.
And I won't spoil that because we'll get there. Bullet points. This movie doesn't know if it wants to be a drama or a comedy. It won't pick.
I see.
It's not good enough to be both.
Okay.
Yep. I guess that gives it away. The main character is kind of a creep and hard to root for. He has this ability where he can freeze time and reality.
Of course he does.
And it's something he figures out he has based on his insomnia. And I'm watching the movie and I'm like, is this a real thing or is this like a metaphorical thing in his head?
Right.
He talks about people always staring at the clock at work and they're like, oh, time won't move fast enough. He's like, I want it to slow down. But then he does creepy shit. He's an artist, drawing, you know, pad and paper kind of guy. But then he'll be like, you know, he'll start like taking the women's clothes off and start drawing them. But they're just customers
weird.
In the store. And I'm like, it's weird, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, wait a minute. They never established if this is a power or if it's in his head.
Right.
Because if it's in his head, all right, you're going through shit.
Yeah.
But if it's a power, you're a scumbag asshole. Yeah. Right? You know, it's like, I just wanted like some fucking Goya beans or something, and now my dick's hanging out. That's a
right.
problem. And he whips out everybody's shit.
Everybody's Goya beans.
Everybody's Goya beans are out there on aisle two.
Goddamn Goya beans.
So the fact that this movie isn't a drama and it isn't a comedy, and it's sort of British-y. There's like an inexplicable soccer scene.
Okay.
They
call it football.
Fuck them. They didn't do a good enough job for me to call it football.
God damn.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I was so disappointed by this movie.
Wow.
Because I picked it because I'm like, oh, something different. Hopefully it's a dramedy and it's a little British rye, British rye. Yeah, that sounds good. IMDb gave it a 7.2.
Whoa.
What the fuck you doing, IMDb? Rotten Tomato critics, 54 of them. They're sad like me. They gave it a 48%.
Okay.
The audience, 51,000 some odd people, gave it a 77%.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's peaks and valleys going on here.
It really is, and I give it a 4.0. It does some clever things, but ultimately, why the fuck did you waste my time? Why did I watch this shit? I think it was on Hulu. It was written like in a way where I'm like, oh, this might be a fun little kind of...
Sure. You know,
different kind of thing to get on the podcast. I was mad. I was heated and I was mad.
Damn.
My wife wasn't around. I was like, I can pick any movie I want. And I picked this one. My wife came home and she goes, how was your time home alone? I go, I wish I drank.
Fair point.
Don't watch this piece of shit. Your turn.
1998.
Hey.
What dreams may come?
Ooh, good question.
August 2020. 1 hour, 54 minutes. It's a drama. Directed by Vincent Ward, starring the fantastic Robin Williams.
Ooh, yeah.
Annabella Soriora?
The Soriora.
And Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, hey, there he is.
Love the Cuber. Movie summary. Chris Nielsen dies in an accident and enters heaven. But when his wife kills herself from grief and enters hell, he embarks on an afterlife adventure to reunite with her and save her.
That's such a good idea.
It is. Richard Matheson did the screenplay for this, and Richard Matheson did a ton of Twilight Zone, prolific writer of science fiction from the 70s.
God, I love the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Like, just great back, like, 50s to 70s, just wrote some amazing stuff. And it's really good, and you can tell that Ward was very much on top of the visuals here. This was a heavy CG movie for the time. Pushed the boundaries of what could be done with CG at that point in time. There's some really cool stuff, really cool ideas. He makes heaven very lush and inviting, which is, like, predominantly the way you see it in a lot of the romantic kind of paintings of it and things like that. It's very much in that regard. And then as we go on and we move towards hell, you get a lot more, like, the Dante-style classic hell with, like, people writhing and walking across people's faces in the dirt and shit. Like, there's some cool shit going on here. You get some Max von Sydow in there, which is fantastic. Always happy to see him. It's pretty cool, but outside of the visuals, like, there's a story here, but it just feels like kind of a light touch, especially for somebody as prolific as Matheson.
Okay.
It doesn't quite connect too hard. I think it's a good movie if you wanted to show it to, like, a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old who's, like, asking questions about death and life and existence and the things that are important and values that matter. I think this is a good movie to show them to kind of get them on track for, here's kind of a way to think about this.
That's interesting.
It kind of helps them grok big issues with death and, you know what I mean, kind of moving on once death happens, suicide. There's a lot of topics that are big here, and it's handled with a loving hand.
That's good.
But it just doesn't quite land as strongly as it may have. I don't know what exactly doesn't work here, but there's something that doesn't quite land as strongly as it could.
Interesting.
But overall, I don't think you're going to be disappointed you watch the film in any respect. IMDb, 7.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 69 critics, the perfect amount of critics to That's review correct. A film, 54%.
Oh, how did they screw that up?
I don't know. Audience, 100,000 plus, 84% for this one. I'm going to give it a 6.0 out of 10.
Interesting. How is Robin Williams on the... It's like, is he super straight in this movie?
He is the straight man in here. He gets a few moments of being Robin Williams, but he's very much like a upset... angsty Robin Williams, which works. He's good at it.
Right.
And I mean, it's just, it works really well. They bounce things up. There's a few choices they make that are really interesting. Right. I don't want to kind of spoil things, but Cuba Gooding Jr.'s role specifically is one of those things. It's like, why'd they do it this way?
Sure. Okay.
Really some strange stuff that kind of like, they pull you out of it at times where they shouldn't.
I gotcha.
And it's just like, that's part of it. But I feel like there's a larger thing that's not really working here that could.
Interesting.
But good overall. Like, you're not going to be sad you watched the film.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Not angry like Cashback.
Ugh. Sorry I put any amount of time into that movie.
That's right. Where's your Cashback?
And it's not even my lowest rated movie, which is the funniest.
God damn. Well, disappoint us.
My next movie is a good one.
Wait. Let's hear you talk about Anchor. That was great. You did a good job.
You know, I feel like I just say the same thing week in and week out.
I don't think so.
No? You think it's a little different?
No.
Oh. It's almost like a recording.
It's, you know what? We work really hard for the money. So hard
so
for
hard
it,
hard for the money.
So we definitely have to.
That's right.
We have to. We need you to go on to Apple Podcasts, rate and review. We need you to keep downloading and listening because that's what we're working hard for. We're working hard for you.
Yeah. And for Max.
Tim needs gas money to get here.
It's actually about the same distance, and it's not just, you know. But Max is my Venus. Max is my fire, my desire, and that's what's important.
That's right. I mean, these are great songs we're referencing for your pleasure.
Pleasure. 2013. Snowpiercer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's talk about Snowpiercer.
It's not my lowest rated movie to Cashback, and now we're talking about Snowpiercer?
Yeah, we got to talk about something good after Cashback.
Okay, good, because I was worried that Snowpiercer was somehow going to be lower rated than Cashback all of a sudden. Because
no, that's not possible.
Okay. I was
not even
close. All right, good. Oh, my God.
Also has a wife and a mother-in-law score as
well. Oh, my God. I love Snowpiercer.
Not the show. If you've only been familiar with the show, please watch the movie. The movie good.
Movie good.
Movie real good. You got the Chris Evans before he was doing all of the Captain America things, right?
When he was devouring children.
Yeah. I watched this on the 16th of January, 2021. It's 2 hours, 6 minutes. your genre action drama sci-fi, directed by Bong Joon-ha, the guy who did Parasite. I wrote that really poorly. His name's not that hard. I wrote it bad.
Okay. No.
Stop looking at me, all right? The guy who did Parasite, he good.
So good. So
you can't read that. Tell me you can read that.
That's cannot be read. Illegible.
Starring Chris Evans, Jamie Bell, and Tilda Swinton.
How good is Tilda Swinton in this movie?
God, she's so good.
She's good in this movie.
She is such a bitch. All right.
Yep.
IMDb movie summary: in a future where a failed climate change experiment has killed all life except for the lucky few, I guess they're lucky.
Lucky.
Who boarded the Snowpiercer, a train that travels around the globe, a new class system emerges.
Yeah.
Wilford. Wilford! We love Wilford!
Who doesn't?
Well, there's some people. Bullet points. Amazing commentary on classism.
Yes.
Which is kind of his thing, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, it definitely matters where he's from. Way more than it does around here.
Right.
We piss and moan, but from there, it really, there's such stark differences.
Right. It super matters.
Yes.
Based off of a comic book, if you're not aware. Tilda Swinton's character is so unlikable.
It's a French comic book, is that right?
I believe it's French.
I think it's French, yeah.
I know there's a couple hardcovers, like they're big, thick hardcovers of these. Many strong performances and twists. You can't ever fully expect this movie's surprises, and it's very gross and very dirty.
John Hurt, so good in this movie.
Oh my God, very good. This movie is awesome.
It's fantastic.
Just a battle and a struggle the entire time, and I just really was hooked. I was hooked. I had seen this movie, but it had been a while, and I was just like, man, I kind of remember liking it. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't like paying full attention to it the first time. Totally got it this time. Totally loved it.
I saw this in the theater.
Did you? Nice.
Oh, my God. I love this movie.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Chris Evans non-superhero stuff. I'm just like, I think this guy's like really good, and I like watching. Like, I remember I went to the theater and saw Push.
Yeah.
And like, that really didn't do anything, but no. I was like, it's fun, though. Like, he's good.
You want him to be deserving of all the hype, and then they see a performance like this, and it's like Knives Out's another good example. Like, he's like, damn it, he is awesome. He is awesome.
When he gets it, he gets it.
He's so good, yeah.
But this movie, the effects are amazing. The world outside, the train. There's some gross stuff on the train that happens.
Tons.
And as you just move from train car to train car, it's just, it's bonkers.
You don't know what's going to happen when the doors slide open. It's so fucking exciting.
Right. Some of the fight scenes, oh my goodness. And they're just like, we have to keep going. And like, people are dying left and right. It's like, we need to make it to the next car.
The dude who's looking for his son, whom they elect to punish, the way they punish him is fucking brutal.
Yes. And I won't spoil it, because if you're watching the show, I believe it happens in the show pretty early on as well. So I won't spoil that for you.
God damn, it is fucking harsh.
And I like a lot of the twist. You think it's one thing, it's another thing. They keep stealing all the children.
Oh my God.
And just like, there's so many twists in this.
There is a phenomenal YouTube video that posits this film as a sequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
You know, I could totally see it.
Yeah, and it the amount of thought they put into this is overwhelming.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
It's so good.
But this movie is spectacular. I don't know what else I can say to praise it. If you're not stopping this and watching it already, this movie great.
It is awesome.
But how great. To the scores we go. IMDb, 7.1. The critics at Rotten Tomatoes, 254 critics. What do you think, Max?
I'm going to hope 96.
94. You were close.
Yeah.
The audience score, 59,658 people, 72%.
Wrong as fuck.
You want to guess my score?
God.
I know. I'm all over the place.
I know.
And I give low scores the things you love.
I'm going to go with 8.5.
That's correct.
Yes.
That is correct. It's on there. My wife gave it a 7.5. And my mother-in-law gave it a 6.
Mother-in-law, what are you doing?
And she said, I said, what? She goes, I'm hard to impress. And I go, trust me, I know.
God damn.
So, yeah, probably took me a decade. No chance, Snowpiercer, no chance.
Whew, God damn. That movie's awesome.
It's so good.
I got another science fiction movie.
Another?
Another.
But could they handle another?
I think so. 2016.
Yeah.
Arrival.
Arrival?
Arrival. Not a rival, but Arrival.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know a rival. I know Arrival.
Arrival, yeah.
I know that one.
I watched this in August of 2020. It is 1 hour and 58 minutes American. It is a sci-fi drama directed by Canadian Denis Villeneuve, starring Amy Adams, Jeremy Hawkeye Renner, and the Forest Whitaker Eye.
Yes, the ghost dog itself.
That's right. Movie summary, a linguist works with the military to communicate with aliens after 12 spacecraft arrive around the world.
I enjoyed this movie.
This movie is so awesome.
Yeah, it's a smart one.
It's so intelligently handled. The fact that we have to look at the, like, just a way to kind of give you an idea of why it's so smart. The aliens are behind glass in order for us to communicate with them. And the whole movie is a reflection on how, as a society, we communicate. So it's like they reflected us on ourselves in order for us to look deep inside at the deep concepts within communication on a human level. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, no, this is a cool one.
This is so smart. It's so well handled. If you're not into slower movies where you have to think, this is not a movie for you. Fuck off.
Yeah, but that would be my one warning about it.
Yes, it's a deep movie that you have to think. I mean, like, when you're talking about, like, definitions of, like, zero-sum gain and things like that, you have to kind of pay attention. You got to be fully invested in the film.
Right, if you're not in the mood, don't do it.
It asks a lot of you. You have to be an involved viewer. You have to be engaged. But if you are, man, you get so much out of this. Mm. The colors, the style, the soundtrack, everything lends so well to tell a greater story. It's so smart. It's so good. Just awesome across the board. IMDb gives us a 7.9 out of 10.
I thought that'd be higher.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 429. Would you like to guess what the critics gave it?
85.
94 again. Ooh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Audience 50,000 plus, 82%.
Okay.
I'm coming in just like you, 8.5.
There it is.
Out of 10.
You know, aside from that little mishap earlier, this is a pretty strong episode.
I think so.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Arrival. Oh, wait, we're leaving.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye. Departure.
Departure.